The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny. And old man recession, you are through. You have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about investment strategies, tax planning, social security, you name it. We talk about it, and we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this week's going to be no exception because we have an absolutely fantastic show lined up for you. And but before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And we now work with over 8,400 wonderful, beautiful families in 43 states. We are so honored. We are so blessed. And not only that, but Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 independent financial advisors for the seventh year in a row. And you know what?
To hear you say that makes me love you, baby.
Hey, I love you back, man. But you know what? Without our clients, Barron's wouldn't even know who I was. So this is all at the feet of our clients. We love you, love you, love you. Thank you. Let me go over with you, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of personal finances. So first of all, as you know, we had the results of the elections, and it was kind of a mixed bag. The Republicans increased their presence in the Senate, and of course, the Democrats took over the House. And so, and then the Dow went up 500 and something points the day after. So we're going to talk about why did that happen? Does the stock market like the Democrats are in charge of the House now? Is that what it is? Or do they like that the Republicans are more in charge of the Senate? What's it all about? And also, we're going to talk about what are the risks that remain that could cause the market to be volatile or go down and all that kind of stuff. So we'll have that for you. Now, also this week, we're going to continue our series of the 18 of the risks faced in retirement. We're on number 10 this week. And this week, we're going to talk about liquidity risk. Okay, so this is another thing that when you do your financial planning that we think is important that you take into account, which is liquidity, right? Stuff happens, and you got to have cash. You got to have the ability to cover those things when they do. And so we're going to talk about how to do that and how to plan ahead and do that kind of thing. All right, and this is especially true for those of you who are retired, because once you don't have wages, you know, and you're living on that money, you got to make sure that you have liquidity, in my view. So also, we're going to have our Social Security questions this week that we're going to go over with you. And we're going to talk about how working affects your benefits. You know, I'd say probably for clients who haven't collected Social Security yet or who are early in the process, that's one of the number one questions that we get. You know, if I continue working, how's that going to affect my Social Security? Or if I am working and I take Social Security, how's that going to affect it? So we'll answer some of those questions for you. And as you may know, we since we are a firm that works with retired or retiring soon people. Our philosophy of managing money is that preservation of principal is job number one. Okay, so when we manage our clients' money, we're always looking to preserve what they've built. And therefore, we have a strategy, a philosophy called buy, hold, and sell. And of course, you've probably heard of buy, hold, which is you buy a basket of high quality investments, you diversify, and you rebalance periodically, and your job is done. Well, I don't think that's a good idea, okay? I think it's incomplete. I think you should also have a sell strategy. And our sell strategy actually told us to sell, or told us to tell our clients to sell, and those of you listening to this show as well, in November of 2007, to get out of the stock markets and to stay out until our buy signal came, which wasn't until June of 2009, so almost a year and a half later. And so we just think that taking big losses is a bad idea. I don't know, just call us crazy, but that's how we feel about it. Anyway, buy holders don't believe that. And so I want to share with you a buy hold disaster story. And this falls under the heading of, learning from other people's mistakes. Okay, so we'll have that one for you later on in the show. And you know what, Jack? Most shows would stop right there. Most shows would say, you know what? If we did just that, we've done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
To infinity and beyond.
But on this show, do we stop right there? No, we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before. And therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. Now, normally, when we have our estate tip, we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. But this week, we're going to talk about a trust. It's called the Q-tip Trust. And this is for your generous, beautiful, and very clean spouse. Okay? So this is a trust for your spouse, and it's called a Q-tip Trust. Okay? Kind of like the thing you stick in your ear. Qualified Terminal Interest Property, Q-tip for short. So we'll talk about it. For those of you who have a spouse, that segment will tell you how to create a trust for their benefit in the event that you die first, okay? So we'll have that for you. Now, I want to dive into the show really quickly, but, you know, one of the things, Jack, my producer, that's happened is that Noodle, my puppy, has become kind of a celebrity. It's like everywhere I go, people are like, so tell me, how's Noodle doing? And so Noodle is a giant poodle and a schnauzer mix, and that mix is called a schnoodle. And we named her Noodle. So she's Noodle the Schnoodle, okay? So she's 8 months old now, and she's 65 pounds. Oh, so she's a big puppy. And the only sofa that she is allowed to sit on is the sofa that we sit on when we're watching TV in the living room. And if you have a little dog, let's say a Chihuahua, and it has gas, it's like not a big deal. But when you have a 65-pound dog, you know, all of a sudden it's like, woo, whoa. I mean, it's like, oh, my gosh, your eyes are watering, and it's like awful. So I went on Amazon, and I bought a handheld fan. You know those little handheld fans with the battery in them? So it's like we're sitting there. It's like, Noodle, ah! And we put the fan on her, and it blows it away, and we kind of create this force field around ourselves to keep the gas away. Well, I was telling a client about this, and the client said, yogurt. So I said, yogurt? He goes, yeah, yogurt. Yogurt is the answer. You got to put yogurt in the dog's food, and it apparently cures the gas. So I have fantastic news. It worked the last 3 days. I mean, it took a week of taking the yogurt. You know, at first it wasn't working, but apparently, you know, it has to kind of take time to get through the system. But now, yeah, Noodle is not completely gas-free, but mostly. So it's better. So let's talk about, why did the Dow go up 500 points after the midterms? Well, one of the big reasons is that the stock markets do not like uncertainty. Investors in general just don't like uncertainty. You know, when you invest, you want to invest with certainty. You want to know what's going to happen, and you want to invest with confidence and have a clear picture of what's going to happen. If you have no idea what's going to happen next, then you probably don't want to invest, right? You become trepidatious. So when the elections were done and the dust settled, what we found is that most likely what we have on our hands is gridlock. And gridlock historically has been pretty good for the stock market, Okay. So if you look at, for example, President Clinton, President Obama, in both cases, they, in the midterm elections, lost the House and created gridlock. And basically, nothing happened for the next 2 years. No change. So right now, we have the tax cuts that President Trump put in place. Those aren't going away. The Democrats can't take them away, and no one can, in fact. And so they're here. So now what businesses can do is they can look at the deregulation. They can look at the landscape that Trump created in his first 2 years, and they can say, I can plan for that. And at least for the next 2 years, I know essentially what the landscape looks like. And when companies have that kind of ability to have clarity, they start investing in stuff. They start doing things. They start planning. So it actually works out that they can now start creating profits, and it's a good thing for stock prices as well in most cases. So I think what we have here is it looks to me, I don't see too much out there that is going to stop the market, the Dow or the S&P, from rising from here. Now, there are two risks that still remain. We've talked about them. One is China and the negotiations with China, but the Chinese said they wanted to wait till after the elections before they started, so I think it's probably starting now, and that's probably a little bit of why the market went up. And, of course, we have the Fed and raising interest rates, and the last two meetings they've had, they said they were gonna, and then they didn't. So they're kind of on the fence, too. So for now, the market's happy. The interest rates did not go up, but they did say that next year they will. So overall, the picture looks pretty good, and our view of the stock market right now, the S&P and the Dow, is it's going to go up from here. So that's where we sit. And if you're not invested, we believe that you should be. And you should be invested in a diversified way with the risk that is appropriate for you. And if you do invest, you need to have a sell strategy as well, as I described. And all of those things we talk about at our seminars. So if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, then I would encourage you, I'd invite you, in fact, to go to one of our seminars. Because at the seminars, we're going to talk about, do you have enough money to retire on? We call that your magic number. Okay, we'll help you to calculate that number. We'll talk about five strategies that you can use to reduce your income taxes during your retirement, so especially when you're a retired person. We're going to talk about how to maximize your retirement income. How do you get cash flow for your income? What should you do with your 401k? When should you take your Social Security benefits? How do you prepare for the next market crash? How much risk should you take? We're going to have all kinds of information for you. So if you're over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net, and sign up for the seminar, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. All right? So moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue our series of 18 of the risks faced in retirement, and we'll tell you much more when we come back. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave. Oh, yes. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack. And you know, on this show, we like our bonds shaken and not stirred. And apparently all those other financial shows, they stir their bonds. If Sean Connery knew this, he would not be happy. And you don't want to see an unhappy Sean Connery. That's not a pretty sight. Anyway, we are back. I am Ken Morave, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morave. I've been a certified financial planner professional now for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And by the way, this year falls under that category.
Exciting.
We've had two corrections this year, right? The S&P has been down 10% from the previous peak twice. I don't think in my entire career that I can recall that happening. You know, in all the years I've been doing this, I think this is the first time. So this is a pretty exciting year. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. We work primarily with people who are over the age of 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And we are so fortunate. We now work with over 8,400 families in 43 states. And we are so thankful for that. And we do all we can to help them. You know, we consider your retirement your second childhood without parental supervision. Okay, we want you to go play and have fun and relax, enjoy, and not worry about your finances. Let us worry about it for you, and you just go play. That's our goal. So we're going to talk about, as a planner, you know, what you do when you're a planner is you generally speaking, you want to plan for the worst. You want to look at what are the things that can harm you and plan on how to address those so that then you can go do all the fun things that you want to do, right? Because if you're out there enjoying your second childhood without parental supervision and you lose half your money and your investments all go away, guess what? It ain't going to happen no more. Yeah. So you're going to have to not enjoy your second childhood anymore. You're probably going to have to go back to work or something. So we don't want that. So let's talk about risk number 8 in our series of the 18 risks faced in retirement, which is liquidity risk. So liquidity risk is the inability to have assets available to financially support unanticipated cash flow needs. I'm reading this from a description that I found from this certification firm. Anyway, basically it means that you have unusual non-recurring expenses that happen, and you got to make sure that you have liquid money available to address that. Okay, this could be your car breaks down. It could be teeth. Yeah, in fact, I have a client who her teeth. Do you know how much it was? It was $15,000 is what it ended up costing to have her teeth done. I was like, wow, that's unbelievable. Anyway, so maybe I'm in the wrong business. I should be a dentist and do implants. You're right. But anyway, so you have these unexpected expenses, and you don't want to be caught where you know you don't have the money to cover them, number one, but then also where you're forced to now sell your investments or do things, you know, in a disorganized, disorderly way because you've got an emergency that you got to cover. So one of the things that we look at is, of course, having an emergency fund, okay? And so planning for your liquidity is kind of like building a house, all right? The foundation, how strong your house is always, in my opinion, going to be dependent on your liquidity, how much money you have available to cover these things. Because if you don't and something happens, then you know you could be in trouble. So the emergency fund, let's talk about that. Basically, we have a philosophy that there's two different kinds of people, right? There's the people that have wages. So if you're collecting money or you're working and you have wages coming in, then your liquidity needs are not as acute as someone who is retired and living on their money. Okay, so if you have wages that are coming in that are covering, and also it may not necessarily be wages. It could be Social Security, a pension, maybe you have real estate income. You have a reliable source of income that is not your investments. Okay, so let me put it that way. If you have that, then 3 to 6 months of your cost of living in cash should be sufficient. Okay, so if your cost of living is $4,000 a month, then we're talking about $12,000 to $24,000 in cash should cover most non-recurring, unexpected expenses. Now, I've heard when I say that to people, in cash, really? You want me to have that like in the bank, making nothing? And the answer is yes, that is correct. Okay, and consider the making nothing your insurance premium. Okay, the cost, the opportunity cost of what it could be making elsewhere, the difference there, that is your insurance premium. Now, if you are retired, okay, and you are, or rather you don't have these sources of income that cover your cost of living, and you're relying mostly on your investments to do that, then, are you ready? It's 1 to 2 years of your cost of living in cash. So once again, if you have a $4,000 a month cost of living, we're talking about $48,000 to $100,000 in cash. So it's a big number. And if you don't have that number, I believe that you are potentially putting yourself at risk. So what you need to do if you don't have it is start saving towards that, okay? You have to have a strong foundation under your house before you can build all the rest on top of that. You know, and unfortunately, it's as I see it, the way it is, all right? It's like you don't have an option here, in my opinion. So when we work with clients, the first thing we want to do is we want to make sure that they have liquidity risk covered, because that's the one that can cause all kinds of havoc and put you in a position to not enjoy your second childhood without parental supervision, okay? So that's the job number one. And sometimes it means that you have to work a little longer to make that happen,
You know? I'm glad we had this talk.
I am too, Tom. As a matter of fact, very, very glad. So let me tell you something. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, then you're the person that we want to talk with and work with. So you can go to our website. It is moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website. And when you're there, we podcast this show. So if you want to hear it, we podcast every segment. You can hear them separately if you'd like. You can go back and listen to previous shows. So we have that for you. We have videos on different retirement planning topics, Social Security, income taxes, other things like that. We also have articles. We have videos. We have all kinds of things that we hope will be a benefit to you. But we have two things also that you can do. Well, actually, three things that you can do on our website. Number one is you can sign up for my Market Alert email. Okay, and this is a weekly email that we send out. It's the same one, by the way, that we sent out in November of 2007 when we said get out of the stock market. And those that followed that advice did not lose in 2008 in the stock market. So that was a good thing. Also, while you're there, you could also sign up for one of our seminars. And we have seminars near you. So if you can hear my voice, there's probably a seminar near you coming up in the next couple of weeks. So our website is moneymatters.net. And a third thing that you might want to do is you could click on Meet with an Advisor, and you can come and visit with one of our financial advisors. I think you'll find them to be friendly, capable, knowledgeable, and they're eager to serve and to help you. And if they can help you, that's fantastic. And if they can't, that's fine too. All right? There's no charge or obligation, and we'll part friends regardless of what happens.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
It is absolutely that, Bogey. It is the beginning of a beautiful friendship. So moneymatters.net is our website. And go there, and hopefully we can help you with tons of stuff. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have Social Security questions, how working affects your benefits. And we'll have some of that for you when we come back. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Moran. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Dak. I've been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients.
I love it!
I absolutely do. We are it makes me... my heart well up when I think of our clients. They are wonderful people, and we are so lucky and so thankful. And we currently work with over 8,400 families in 43 states. And we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning, so that's what we spend most of our time doing. So our clients are mostly over 50, retired or retiring soon. And if that's you, we would love to get to know you and see if we can help you and maybe even better be your financial advisor. That would be wonderful. Recently in 2015, Forbes named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 100 wealth managers. And of course, we are very flattered by that. But you know what? They wouldn't even have known who we were if it wasn't for our clients. So all you clients listening, thank you, thank you, thank you. Probably when we have reviews, when we visit with our clients, I would say that the one topic, if I was to pick one topic that gets talked about the most of all, it would be Social Security. So therefore, we're going to talk about that now. And one of the questions that get asked, I would say, so this is the number one topic. The number one question that gets asked on this number one topic is, how would working affect my benefits? If I quit, if I continue working, if I work part-time, you know, all those kind of questions. So I want to go over with you how working affects your benefits. All right. So first of all, there is what's called the earning tests. Okay, so the earning test is pretty straightforward. So anyone in 2018 that earns more than $17,040, they're going to take $1 for every $2 that you earn over that number. Okay, so if you make $37,000, that's $20,000 over, they'll take back $10,000 of your Social Security. So that's it's pretty straightforward, but it's not quite that easy, unfortunately, as everything with Social Security is. It sounds simple, but it ain't so. All right, so let me give you an example. Let's say that Bob, our fictitious Bob, when he's at his normal retirement age, 66, let's say, he's going to get $2,000, round number. He starts early, though. He decides at age 62 that he's going to take early. So what happens is, therefore, they're going to reduce his benefits by 25%. So he's going to start with $1,500. So let's say that he earns enough between ages 62 and 66 that he receives only six checks a year, because what they look at is your monthly income. And if your monthly income is more than the average of that $17,000, they take away your benefit in that month. So let's say that during that period, he's earned half the number of months. He's only been paid Social Security in six of the 12 months, okay, because of his wages. So when he turns 66, what they're going to do is they're going to say, okay, during that period, you only had benefits for half the time. So they're going to recalculate when you're 66, and they're going to increase your benefits as if you didn't start at 62, you started at 64. Okay? So I've heard people say, well, you know, they refund you all the money. No, they don't. What they do is they say, okay, because you received half the benefits from 62 to 64, the other half you never got, so we're going to pretend that that represents, out of 4 years, half the time is 2 years, so therefore we're going to pretend that you actually didn't start at 62, you started at 64, and we'll adjust it at 66. So it's a little bit more complicated, but the good news is that you could potentially get an increased benefit. I've heard people say they write you a big check, you're going to get a lump sum payment for that. No, they're not going to do that. You know, we talked in the previous segment about having cash flow problems and how that could be a problem. Social Security has cash flow problems, okay? They're like the biggest budgetary cash flow item on the entire government's payroll. So they're not going to write lump sum checks to people, okay? Don't get excited about that. Anyway, if you are of age to be considering these kinds of questions, Social Security and retirement and all that kind of stuff, then we would like to get to know you better. We'd like for you to get to know us better. And hopefully there's a match there and we can help you and be your financial advisor. So if you go to our website, it is moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website. On there, you've got different options. You can sign up for one of our seminars. I'll give you a big reason to go to a seminar, okay? Because at the seminars, we will have our now world famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies.
Yes, 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 yes.
Oh, yeah. Now you'll notice, yeah. You notice I said chunk, right? I didn't say chip. Because chips are made with wax. They use paraffin to form the chips to make that shape. It's gross. You don't want to eat paraffin. That's like, you want to eat real chocolate that forms its own shape. And not only that, you want it to melt all over your face. You want to have it on your clothes, on your notes, so that you're just covered in chocolate and you're like munching away. And people are looking at you like, what are you, 5 years old? And you're like, yes, I love my chocolate chunk cookies. And in the process, maybe you'll learn about your finances too. I don't know, but who cares? This is about the cookies. But on the off chance that maybe you want to learn about your finances, we'll also talk about how to invest your money to get you income. We'll talk about tax savings strategies, Social Security strategies, 401k strategies. We'll talk about a lot of different things at the seminar that if you are over 50, retired or retiring soon, should be of interest to you. But forget all that. Go for the cookies. And that's at moneymatters.net. All right, we are going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the buy hold disaster and how you can learn from somebody else's mistake, which is unfortunately the way you have to do it. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And you know, pennies from heaven, what we're trying to do with this show is we're trying to rain down upon you retirement planning ideas that hopefully will help you to have a wonderful retirement. We consider your retirement to be your second childhood without parental supervision. We want you to go play, have fun, enjoy, and not worry about your money. That's what we're all about. And this is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe, and I've been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And this year has been no exception, I got to tell you. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we now work with over 8,400 families in 43 states. And we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So our clients are mostly over 50, retired or retiring soon. Pardon me. And so if that's you, then we want to work with you. So you can go to our website. It's moneymatters.net, and you can find podcasts of this show. You can find articles, videos, on a lot of different topics that pertain to retirement planning. So now this is the part of the show where we talk about our philosophy of managing money. Okay, so that's one of the things that we do for our clients is we help them with managing their money. And our belief system is that you protect principal first and worry about the rest later. Okay, and that's kind of like, you know, my wife, she's retired now and happily so. But back in the day, she was a nurse, and she was an emergency room nurse for a while. And when somebody, she actually worked at a hospital where people came in with gunshots and, you know, stabbings and this kind of stuff, car accidents. I mean, she was in the emergency room. And one of the things she told me was that when somebody comes in, you got to stop the bleeding. You got to stabilize them before you do anything else. First thing you do is you stabilize, you protect, right? You got to keep them alive first. And then after that, you worry about all the rest of the stuff that you can do. And so that same philosophy applies, I think, with investments. You got to make sure that you stay alive, okay? Because if you lose all your money in a market crash, then your retirement is gone, you know, right with it.
Money's not important when you're having a good time.
Well, maybe so, but it's hard to have a good time if you don't have any money, right? So our philosophy, therefore, is that you should have a plan to protect against big market corrections, such as 2008 and bear markets, that kind of thing. And so we have a strategy we call buy, hold, and sell. And our strategy told us to tell our clients and all of you listening to the show on the radio and those of you who get my market alert email to sell in November of 2007, to get out of the stock market, to sell all your stock investments. And we actually said to stay out until June of 2009, so about a year and a half before our buy signal came. So we have a buy strategy, a hold strategy, and a sell, all three, right? And if you have just a buy hold, I think you have two of three important parts. So the buy holders, their philosophy is that if you have a portfolio of quality investments and you diversify, you just let it ride, everything's going to be fine and don't worry about it. Okay. So I want to show you, I want to give you an example. And this example is one where if you had all of your money in the stock market, okay, just to illustrate my point. And so I'm talking about the S&P 500 index. And I'm going to use the decade from Y2K, January of 2000, until 2010. So 10 years, that's all. Okay. And I'm going to assume that the S&P did what it did. Okay. So we're going to go back and look at the percentages, returns, and losses that it had. And we're going to assume that you start with $1 million. All right. So you got $1 million. Nice round number. My favorite number, in fact. And what you're going to do with that $1 million is you're going to take 4% out starting in year one, so $40,000. And then in year two, you're going to take out $40,000, but then we're going to increase that with inflation by 3.5%. So we're going to have you going, the inflation going up every year, okay? So the $40,000 goes to $41,400, it goes to $42,800, and it goes up each year with inflation. So here's the problem, okay? So for those of you who've lived long enough, you may recall that in Y2K, there was a bear market, right? The dot-coms and all that crashed. And so what happened there is that if you had $1 million, you took the $40,000 out to live on. And in 2000, the S&P went down 10%. So you would have lost $100,000 due to the market, and you would have taken out $40,000 to live on. Total cash and prizes that went out the door that year is $141,000. So your million right out the bag, right out the gate, year one, you're down to
$858,000. Uh-oh, you made a boo-boo.
Well, wait, before you start boo-booing me, okay, don't get carried away, lady. You're thinking, well, you know, but you're a buy holder. It's going to be okay. It's going to come back, right? Well, in 2001, the market went down 13%. So another $130,000 went out the door, and you took out $41,000. So now you're down to $700,000. In year three of your wonderful, exciting retirement, 2002, the market went down, the S&P went down 23%. So now you've lost $230,000. Or $164,000 plus your $42,000 put you at and you're down. Guess what? To $500,000.
No!
So you're 3 years into your retirement and you're down to half the money you got. And the other problem is that now to support that same $40,000 that you want to take out, you're not taking 4% out anymore, because 4% was 40,000 of 1 million, right? If you need 40,000 of 500,000, it's 8%. So now you're taking out twice as much. And that's the problem. You have to make such high returns to keep up. Now, what I've heard when I've given this example is that we're not using bonds in this example and all that kind of stuff. I get it. But the point is that if you're down to half your money on your stock portfolio, bonds don't make the kind of returns that this cost you. Okay, so that's a red herring. So the important point that I'm saying there is that I believe that having a buy, hold, and sell strategy, having a strategy in place to help you not lose major dollars in a bear market. Now, nothing is guaranteed. There are no strategies that are, you know, infallible. But our strategy told us to sell in November of 2007, and it told us to stay out for all of 2008, and it told us to buy back in June of 2009. So in the case of the big bad bear we had, the Great Recession, the Great Crisis, our strategy worked, and we have every confidence it will work in the bear markets in the future. And if you'd like to learn more about it, you can go to our website. It's moneymatters.net, and it's on there. You can come in and visit with one of our advisors. We'll show it to you. And for you engineering types, when we show it to you, you'll say, you know what? That makes sense. That's what I think you'll do. I'm telling you. And for those of you who are not, you'll probably think it makes sense too. I hope you will. I don't know. We'll see. But at the very least, take a look, because you know the market is at all-time highs right now. And I think not thinking about the next bear market and what could happen in the next market crisis, I think could be very detrimental. So go to our website. It's moneymatters.net, and take advantage of all the resources you see there. Moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a trust for your spouse. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Have flashy flunkies everywhere.
Flashy flunkies?
Who wants the bother of a country estate?
A country estate.
Who wants to wallow in champagne?
And we are wallowing in champagne.
Who wants a supersonic plane? Who wants a private landing field too?
All right, Frank, cool it. Thank you. Man, that Sinatra, once he starts going, you can't get him to stop. But you know what? He's so great, it's all worth it. Anyway, we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So we work primarily with people that are over the age of 50 who are retired or retiring soon. So if that's you, that's who we want to work with. That's what we want to do. And Financial Times named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 300 registered investment advisors, and actually for the second time this year. And so we're very proud of that, obviously, but without our clients, we would be nowhere. So we thank our clients for everything. We know what side of the toast our butter is on. And so all you clients listening right now, thank you very much. And for those of you who are not clients, we would like for you to be. And our website is moneymatters.net, where you can find out more. Now, this is the part of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor, which is called estate planning. And, you know, we do this because money isn't everything, but it sure keeps the kids in touch, does it not? Now, this week, we're not going to be talking about the greedy unwashed. Instead, we're going to talk about the very generous and very clean spouse of yours and how to set up a trust for them.
You're the best mom in the whole world.
Aw, I am? Anyway, so the trust that you would set up for your beloved spouse is called the Q-tip Trust. That stands for Qualified Terminal Interest Property, and we call it Q-tip for short. So we're going to go over that with you, but first, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And, you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags. And we do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. So this week, we're going to talk about the Q-tip trust. Okay, so this is a trust that you set up for your spouse. So in the event of your passing, you want to make sure that your spouse is taken care of and that kind of stuff. So let's talk about the Q-tip trust. First of all, the Q-tip trust, what goes into it is your share of the marital estate. Okay, so if you're in a separate property state or anything like that, what happens is that, let's say you have husband and wife and they each own half of the assets, then the husband dies. His half is all that is eligible to go into this Q-tip trust, okay? Because he's the one that died, and it's his half that has the eligibility. So it goes into the trust. Now, why would you want to do that? Well, number one is that this trust is now there to protect the surviving spouse from lawsuits. So once it's in the trust and the spouse gets into a lawsuit, no one can touch the money in the trust. Also, it's there to protect against bankruptcy. If, you know, he or she finally, you know, does something, goes bankrupt, it'll protect against liabilities, all kinds of stuff like that. Now, while the surviving spouse is living, the surviving spouse can get the money out of the trust for what is called health, education, maintenance, and support. And we call that HEMS, H-E-M-S. So HEMS, basically, what does that all mean? What is health, education, maintenance, and support? It's everything. It's like, what does that not cover? So the surviving spouse pretty much has access to all the money in there, within reason, of course. And the surviving spouse can also be the trustee, which means that you know, he or she can decide how it's going to be invested and when it's going to be distributed. There are advantages to the Q-tip trust beyond what I've just described also. One of them is if the surviving spouse is not the financial person, right? Because usually in a marriage, you have one person that handles the money and another one doesn't. So if that's the case, if the non-money person is the one that's left, you can name somebody to help manage the money for them. Okay, so that's an advantage. The other situation where it could come in handy is if you have like a Brady Bunch family. Okay, so there's his and her children. And, you know, let's say that when you die, you want to make sure that a certain amount of money out of your share goes to your children, but is there for your spouse while he or she's living. But then after that, you want to make sure it goes to your kids and not theirs. Well, the Q-tip trust can make that happen too. So the Q-tip trust has a lot of flexibility, and there's really almost no downside that I can see. So it's something you should consider and maybe talk to your estate planning attorney, or better yet, go to our website, moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net, and there's a link on there that you'll see that says meet with an advisor, okay? If you click on that, then what you will do is we'll schedule a time to visit, and what we want to do when we visit is we want to look at your retirement plan. We want to look at, you know, what you've decided you want to do. We'll give you a critique on that. We'll talk about estate planning. We'll talk about your income tax planning. We'll build a cash flow analysis for you. I think that's the most important thing that we'll do for you. And what it does is it'll show you where you'll be in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, assumptions all, of course, but to help decide, can you retire? Do you have enough to retire? Can you cash flow the cost of living that you want to enjoy when you're retired? And we'll talk about how to hopefully get you from here to there and enjoy the ride along the way. Social Security decisions we'll help you with as well. All of that at no charge or obligation. And if we can help you, we are just so happy. It's fantastic. And if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. So either way, there is no charge, there's no obligation, and we will part friends.
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
Well, Frankie, you are welcome. Okay. So if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, moneymatters.net is the website. Meet with an advisor. We also have podcasts on there. We have videos on there. We have articles on there on topics relating to retirement that I think you'll find of great benefit. So it's all there for you at moneymatters.net. You know what, Jack? I cannot believe it. This show's over already. It's gone by so quickly. It's over. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed doing it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is this the end?
Of course not. It's only the beginning.
told me in the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.